The best thing is that, for example, in the United States, there is a Senate and the Congress. And I don't know how it works in the United States, but for example, in the United Kingdom, the people can contact the members of parliament, and the member of parliament can send diplomatic letter to the embassy of Moldova asking to respect rule of law and due process rights. And the embassy forwards it to Moldova and to general prosecutors and so on. And if they think that there is international pressure, they will treat us fairly. I don't know why they have refused to domesticate the judgment of the United States court. We have provided many expert opinions and the opinions of so different evidences, but the Moldovan court even didn't analyze them and didn't write that they are not applicable for this case, for example.
Do you think you have any hope of having the judgment for something over $108,000 that you'll ever gain access to those funds?
I think yes, but these funds are not the real issue for us. For us, by domestication, we mainly want to make Moldova acknowledge the facts laid down in the US judgment, not the money, because the money is something that can be earned, but the facts are important.
So the key thing then is mainly regaining control of the company, regaining full control of the company.
Yes.